The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of Faith and Retirement with my good friend, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, Tom. How about you? How's your week going?
It's great. You know what? I really look forward to this time, literally, every week. I look forward to connecting with you, and thank you so much, again, for taking good care of us and our personal finances. And so I know you're involved in the community, active in things. Talk a little bit about what's happening in your life.
Yeah, so for this week, it's really been dramatic for me just, you know, with all that I'm seeing in the news and radio and just watching what's going on across the globe with all the tensions just escalating in the Middle East and seeing the anti-Israeli mob spreading across universities and politicians and voters using this as a political issue. So for me, it's really coming with a, you know, a heavy heart. And just as, you know, a moral issue for us Christians, we should be supporting Israel. And it's breaking my heart to see what's transpiring across the globe. I don't know if you've been paying attention, Tom, but it's pretty scary. And it's a time where we as Christ followers really should be deep in prayer. That's really what we need to be doing, is deep in prayer. And Faith Investor Services, where I work, we sponsor each year. This is our second year in a row. We're doing an event on the day of the National Day of Prayer, which is May 2nd, and our ETF is called Pray. So that's what we are encouraging people to do on the New York Stock Exchange. It's ticker symbol PRAY, and that's the ticker symbol. And it's a Christian stock investors fund. But next week on the May 2nd, we're going to be sponsoring 10 minutes before the opening bell, right before 9:30 a.m. Eastern. So on the West Coast, that would be right before 6:30. We'll be praying for our nation and Wall Street as we want to center on Christ and ask God to bless our nation and also help our leaders turn toward God. And we have a local California professor there, finance professor at Biola University Christian College. Shane Annette is going to be leading our prayer event, and we'll be capturing it on Zoom. So if any of the listeners, Tom, want to see or participate in that day of prayer, if they could send me an email, it's simply the letter J, last name Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. And if they want to participate in that prayer, it'd be a wonderful time to do that. We need to pray, 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 right, Tom?
Absolutely. And the days are short. I mean, it's really important to stay close to God and hew close to His heart during these days. You know,
absolutely.
Jay, wherever you are, by the way, within the sound of my voice in all 50 states, Jay is someone who can help you. And we are very concerned about what's happening not only in the world in the headlines, but also in your financial life. That's why we do this radio program. It looks like the volatility gauge, also known as the fear index, hit a high for the year. And what do you make of that, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of Christians, you know, don't really pay attention to the fear index. A lot of them try not to. Really, what the fear index is, it measures how much volatility or ups and downs there are in the market. And we don't want to, as Christians, have a spirit of fear when we invest. And I always turn to Isaiah 41, where it says, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." And it's very calming to me, because God's promise is to comfort and help us amid our worries. And this Bible verse about fear holds the power to give us peace during uncertain times. And that's really where we are. And this includes our finances. So we need to turn to God when times are good and bad. Unfortunately, I don't know if you've noticed, Tom, but most people tend to turn to God in the valley rather than the top of the mountain. And where the markets are right now, I see a lot of investors very scared. And it's Christian investors. It's investors all across the country that I talk to each and every day. And that's why we do the show, Tom. Just like you said, we want to help drown out the noise to focus on Christ, glorifying him with how we invest in our finances. We also need to get good returns when we invest too, to make sure we're honoring God. And that's why we at Faith Investor Services call them faithful returns, getting good returns and being faithful with how we invest. And unfortunately, when we look at investing, there are two powerful emotions that control the markets: greed and fear. And last week, the greed and fear index hit 31, which, like you said, was a pretty much a low for the year. The volatility index is high, meaning it went up and there's a lot of volatility. So that's when fear comes in. And the fear greed index is based on a scale of 1 to 100. And it clocked in at 31 last week, meaning people are very fearful right now. And that's a huge change, because a month ago, you know where that number was, Tom?
No, I don't.
It was at 70, meaning people were very greedy. And that's how these market cycles work. When times are good and the economy's chugging along, the stock market's up, everybody feels confident and everybody's contributing to their 401ks, they're putting money into stocks. And then soon as we get a little hiccup in the system, we get the Fed saying, hey, wait a minute, we may not be cutting rates as much as we thought. Then we've got these tensions flaring up in the Middle East. And all of a sudden, the market pulls back about 5% over the last few weeks. And that's what really brought the volatility up and a lot of the fear back into the market. It's healthy, because if you think of where the last correction was, and a correction, Tom, is when the stock market drops at least 10%, typically to as much as 15%. We haven't had a correction since last November. So we were long overdue for a correction. It was just a question of what's going to create the correction. And it happened to be the fear of the Middle East tensions getting more complicated, and then also the fact that interest rates haven't been cut like the Fed had been promising. And the way things are looking right now, they may not have as many as three cuts here before the end of the year.
Right. If you want to learn more about us, go to the website faithandretirement.com. We have a couple of special offers for you, which we'll unpack during this next half hour. You can give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. Jay, I was thinking about you this week. And Proverbs 14:26 was the verse that brought you to mind. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to turn one away from the snares of death. And it's that turning away we want to talk to you about today. If you're listening to our program, thank you for joining us, as it relates especially to your family finances. Jay, a lot of our listeners have a lot of money in their 401ks. Their 403Bs, and company retirement plans. But how can you help protect their money during these downturns?
Well, the good news, Tom, is we not only help people when the markets are going down, but we also like to help them when the markets are going up. And that's really the advantage of working with a professional like me. We're active, we're tactical. We're going to help investors get, typically working with an advisor, you're going to get a good advisor. You're going to get anywhere between an extra 3 to 5% returns above and beyond what the average investor gets. A lot of studies have shown there's a firm called Delbar, and each year they track what the average investor is getting in a return when they invest. And typically it's about 60 to 70% of what the market returns. So they're leaving a lot on the table. And just to put this in context, if the stock market, Tom, is up 10% this year, the average investor is only going to get 6 to 7%. And if the market's up 30%, they're only going to get about 18 to 20%. So they're leaving a lot on the table. And the markets have been down big the last few weeks, and we're seeing a huge window of opportunity to help investors get much better returns. And we really have a few different ways if they've got a 401k, a 403b, or a company retirement plan. If you have a company plan and you're in control of it, either like a SEP IRA, a simple IRA, or a 401k, and you make the decisions on the plan, we can help discuss your plan. And number one, help your employees get better returns, but also look at biblically responsible investment choices. So that's one thing we can do to help our listeners. We can do some active management to make sure when the markets are going down, they're protected. And then when the markets are going up, we have them in the right position to benefit from the upside of the market. The other things that we can do, Tom, are if they're over 59 and a half and they're still working, there's an option called an in-service withdrawal. Not all plans have this, but most of them nowadays do. So if you're over 59 and a half, you've got a 401k at work, we can actually roll some of that money out to an IRA, professionally manage it for you, no tax consequences. Now we can also look at some biblically responsible investment choices for that listener and get their money moving in the right direction and protected during the downturns. Now you say, okay, what if you're under 59 and a half? We also have a solution for that. Typically, if you have at least $50,000 in your 401k, your 403b, or any outside plan, you can't move it out. We have the ability to link that 401k or 403b and still manage the assets for you. So if someone's got a plan that they're currently contributing to, if it's at like Fidelity or Schwab or Vanguard, Empower, you name it, we can look at the investment choices within there and actually be the advisor on the plan and make sure we're going to use offense strategies when the markets are good and then defense strategies when the markets are bad so you don't be dropping as much as the market's been dropping.
You're saving and investing for retirement, and that's good. But do you know where your investment dollars actually go? This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, and the website is faithandretirement.com. You can also pick up the phone and call Jay and his team at 800-270-7310 and say, hey, we'd like to have a chat about our family finances. And you know, you can get that process started right now. You don't have to wait until Monday. And you can send Jay an email. He already mentioned the address. It's Jay, the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause, a break, and be back with more right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
We are with Jay Peroni, and Jay, picking up on some of the things you mentioned in the first half of the show, some people zig when other people zag. And so, Jay, do market sell-offs like we've seen in the past few weeks actually have some opportunities for us as Christian investors?
They absolutely do, Tom. And here's the reason why. Because typically, when you look at the markets, they go through cycles. There are these what are called bull markets. And bull markets are when the stock market is rising. And then a bear market would be when the market is falling. And generally, a bear market is defined when the market will drop 20% or more. However, even when the market is going up, it's not going to go straight up. There's going to be peaks and valleys, just like life, right? Life throws us curveballs. Nothing is always great. Nothing's always bad. There's going to be the in-between. And it's the same with the markets. They will go through what are called corrections, where the market will drop maybe 10 to 15%, and that's normal. Typically happens at least once or twice a year. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, it's really been overdue. We haven't had a correction since last November. And for me and our team, we do not believe that the bull market that started last November, the market's up about 30% since last November prior to the correction here, but we believe that the bull market's going to continue. So these downturns, yes, you want to be defensive, protect what you have, but there's also a huge buying opportunity that we see coming up over the next few weeks. Is it this week? Is it next week? We're actively watching for signs of a bottom where the market kind of comes down, hits a bottom, bounces, and starts to head back up again. And as disciplined Christian investors, we want to be as wise as servants and innocent as doves. That's really what we look for. We want to be disciplined, multiply what God has provided, not be fearful, not bury our money under the mattress or in the sand like the parable of the talents, but rather we want to invest it to get good returns and then glorify God with how we achieve our profits. And that's why at Faith Investor Services, we look at trying to multiply what you have in a faithful way. We call them faithful returns because we believe you got to get good returns and do so in a way that glorifies God. That's why we created the PRAY ETF. Trades on the New York Stock Exchange. The ticker symbol is PRAY. And we believe that right now is presenting an amazing opportunity during this sell-off. If we can get properly positioned over the next few weeks, you could see some great gains in the next 12 to 18 months.
So good, Jay. Thank you so much. You know, Proverbs 11:28 is a verse that I really like that I think really points to the fact that so many of us have God over here and then our investments over here kind of compartmentalized. Those who trust in their riches will fail, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf. And so I think God is involved in this part of our life because he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. So Jay, we talk so much about retirement on this show. How do you like to help listeners create their ideal retirement? What does that look like?
Yeah, so for a lot of people, Tom, they just spend this vast amount of time, 20, 30, 40 years, saving for retirement. They're putting money in their 401ks, their IRAs, their 403bs, whatever vehicle they have, they're saving, saving, saving. They get to retirement, and then it just feels like a long vacation. And that is not really the way you want to do it. So when we do retirement planning at Faith Investor Services, it's really more than just looking at finances and how much you've saved. Yes, those are important. We have to look at those. But far too many people wing it, and they don't visualize what their retirement will actually look like. So we spend time with our clients as they're starting to look at retirement and ask questions. How are you going to spend your time? Where do you want to live during retirement? What hobbies or activities do you plan on pursuing? How frequently do you plan on travel? Have you budgeted for it? Are you considering part-time work or some sort of side gig during retirement? Once we figure out what that retirement blueprint looks like, then we start to look at some of the key questions, some of the important questions that really must be answered before someone can even consider retiring. And that's why we use what's called Retirement Analyzer. And normally you have to have saved at least $250,000 to $500,000. That's really a minimum. If you think about trying to make this money last your entire lifetime, you have to start with a pretty good nest egg, right, Tom? Yeah. And then what we look at there is we're going to track expenses. What do you think your monthly expenses are going to be? We're going to help you create a budget. We're going to look at when is the best time to claim Social Security. Then we're going to look at how do you prepare your health care costs? What is that going to look like? What if you need long-term care? And then how are you going to feel socially connected in retirement? So there's really a huge, huge task here in making sure that as you're considering retirement, whether it's a year away, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, or 10 years, let's start to visualize it right now. And I had a client not too long ago, this was probably about 3 or 4 years ago, and I said to him, what does your retirement look like? Well, I'm going to live in Arizona. And he starts talking about what he's going to do. He loves it there. And I said, okay, well, who's there? And he said, well, we got a few friends. And I said, is your family there? Your grandkids? Oh, no, no. And then he starts visualizing. And all of a sudden, he starts talking himself out of moving to Arizona. So it's just a small example of how we need to visualize what those actual days are going to look like, because otherwise, it's going to look like a vacation. And people spend a lot more time visualizing their vacation than they do their retirements, unfortunately.
That's another topic we need to get into in a future show. Absolutely right. And, you know, you can provide godly counsel. If you're willing to receive godly counsel, Jay is the kind of person who can provide it from a very informed perspective. Jay, we've only got about 4 minutes here. I want to remind people about getting your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by our friend, fiduciary and CFP, Jay Peroni. Don't wait, you can get your free download right now. Well, Jay, you alluded to this. The baby boomer generation is aging. Fortunately, I'm not middle-aged yet, but that's because I plan to live to 125.
There you go.
With older boomers now approaching 80 years old. So is this generation's done quite well for themselves. Can you talk about how you help listeners with inheritances, charitable planning, and all that that goes with it?
Yeah, so there's really a few sides of the spectrum here, right? You've got the kids and grandkids that are inheriting money. So a lot of times at Faith Investor Services, we spend a lot of time with clients that have recently come into money. They're sitting there with this large pool of money that they've inherited, and they're like, Jay, what do I do with this? So for those people, we have all kinds of planning that we can help you when you're trying to look at the tax efficiency. What about a step up in basis, tax planning, also planning for your retirement, maybe distributions that you might have to take. We help people that are coming into money with their inheritance planning. for those that are later in their stage of life, they've done well, they've accumulated some net worth. We do a lot of estate planning here as well, Tom, looking at how do we make sure that the money's going to pass tax efficiently? How do you leave money for loved ones and some of the causes and ministries that are important to you? Wills and trusts are great, but also we do a lot of planning with family members, you know, kids and grandkids, because we want to pass wisdom along with wealth. We don't want to just give the next generation a big pot of money and then all of a sudden they're trying to figure out what to do with it. We want to teach the children and grandchildren what was important to mom and dad. These were the causes, the ministries that were near and dear to their heart. They want to support those things and see their kids pass on that legacy. So we help a lot with not only estate planning, but legacy planning. Get a lot of people too that are selling businesses and properties. How do we plan on the proceeds? How do we structure this so we're not paying too much in taxes? And then also we help our clients set up what are called donor advised funds. We're going to have to do a show on this down the road, but these are some tax advantage plans where you can donate today, get the benefits, and then have that income, some of the income coming in potentially, and then also be able to pass that to ministries and churches in the future and have it biblically responsible before you pass away. So those are just a few of the ways that we help the baby boomers, whether people have inheritances, they need estate planning, legacy planning, selling businesses, or some charitable giving strategies. That's what we specialize in at Faith Investor Services.
Well, we have about a minute or so left, Jay. So if you can, just touch a little bit on this. I wanted to ask you about gold hitting $2,400 an ounce. What are the implications of that?
Yeah, normally, Tom, it's kind of interesting because when the dollar is getting strong like it has the last few weeks, gold is usually plummeting because they usually have an inverse relationship. Gold's up, the dollar's down. The dollar's up, gold's down. But when you have times of crisis, gold is not only an inflation hedge, but it's a hedge against crises. So when there's hard times, people are worried about things, they flock to gold and silver. This past week here, gold and silver have been kind of coming down a little bit because after the market kind of bottomed here recently, there's been a little less fear. So we're seeing gold prices kind of retreating a little bit. But the fact that they're high this year is saying that people don't trust what's going on in the economy, what's going on in the world politically, financially. So that's why gold is in such high demand. And we believe it's a good part of an overall asset allocation plan. Have some stocks, have some bonds, and have some gold as well. And that's really the foundation of a solid plan.
Jay, thank you, my friend. Thank you, listeners, for joining us today on Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. You want your actions to match your words, right? Well, here's your invitation then to call us now for your free portfolio screen. Find out now whether the companies you're investing in match your faith and values and honor God, or if you need to make some changes. Call 800-270-7310. The website's faithandretirement.com, just like it sounds. And you call Jay and his team at 800-270-7310. Or you can send Jay an email, as he recommended, the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.